Hello, Podlers. This tiny piece of audio you're about to hear begs the big question, when will I learn?
Take me to the place I know. Take me all the way, and I never want to feel.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Breakfast Show. So how was that weekend of yours? Was it a well-earned rest? Did you party like you've never partied before? Did you just sit down on your sofa and just go, oh, and just stay there until the alarm went off on Monday morning? Well, whatever happened, let us know through the use of tiny coloured pictures known as emojis. So Tom in Dudley has got some sunglasses, then the chemical symbol for gold, then a racing car, then a smiling face, then he's got a show pony, then a trophy.
Oh,
so
wow.
He stuck sunglasses on, got a bar of gold, got into a fast car, made him happy. Then he got on a pony and jumped around a little bit, and he did it so well, he won a trophy.
So he played GTA.
Actually, he was watching the Australian Formula One, and he's glad Ferrari were victorious.
We can't do flags on our emoji system for some reason.
Yeah.
It's really weird, isn't it?
So that's why AU is obviously the chemical symbol for gold, not the flag for Australia, which is obviously what that is. It makes perfect sense, actually,
yes,
Matt.
It does now, yeah.
But yeah, if you are going to really bamboozle us here early on a Monday morning, just send flags so we don't have a clue what's going on.
Or morphing from a periodic table. Send us lead.
We have, so thank you to Tommy Duddy there. Ryan in Sunderland. So I think he had a shower with a baby, then he blew a party popper.
Right, yeah.
Then he drank a big foaming pint of beer in like some proper Norse god glass, and then he vomited everywhere.
Yeah.
So what a weekend Ryan from Sunderland
face
had.
Emoji always comes around on a Monday morning.
It certainly does. When will we learn, ourselves. 8-12-15 is the number. Tell me tale of your weekend through emojis. There's more coming next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where I'm asking about your weekend. And tell me tale through emojis. Next up, Rob in Manston. There's an aeroplane, then there's a three-leaf clover, and then there's the beers, frothy beers, cheersing emoji. Then there's the single beer on its own, frothy emoji. Then the cheersing emoji, single beer emoji, cheersing beer emoji, single beer emoji, cheersing beer emoji, single beer emoji.
Oh, no, she did!
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, yes, he did.
Wow.
And then he's got the little spinny, dizzy eye face emoji, which I've never seen before.
It's a nice change from the green.
We learn about emojis each week, and then we bring them into our regular daily life. It's really good.
The unfeeling dizzy one is great.
Yeah, Sarah Jane's going to be like, why are your eyes like that? I'm just... then he's dizzy, then there's a plane back, then there's a big green tick. So he ticked off a weekend in Dublin.
Oh,
so well done.
Marvellous stuff.
And Matt has done his customary thing, which we just find so wildly lovable. He's texted into his own radio show again. 8-12-15 is the number, Matt, just in case you don't hear me say that enough every weekday morning.
Yeah.
So you've got a beach umbrella, a jaunty angle in the sand.
Yes.
Then there's a Formula One car. There's a young, handsome emoji with you?
Yes, it's a young boy, that is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, exactly. And then there's just a firework explosion emoji.
That's right, yeah.
So you took me to the beach in a car.
Yeah, and we had a great time. No, it's, I was walking down by the sea yesterday with my son, Ted.
And you live by the sea? You've not mentioned that.
The rides on Hastings Seafront are starting to reopen. It's a great, lovely time of year where the fairground rides start to reopen. And we went go-karting, right? And I went go-karting with Ted in my passenger seat, and we raced these two young lads. One of them went out right off in front. The other one was quite slow, and I overtook him on the first lap. Yeah. But then I went to lap him. This is me and Ted going hell for leather around the little racetrack. I went to go past him a second time, and as Ted was going, overtake him. And as I went past on the outside, he cut me up and went right in front of me. I hit at the back of his vehicle, and he span around in front of ours.
So really?
Like Mario Kart.
Yeah. And they specifically said, don't crash into each other. They're not bumper cars. And so I crashed into a young boy. On a go-kart. It's really embarrassing.
That's going to destroy his insurance premiums at his age as well.
It was so awkward. I was like, and his parents were stood at the side.
Were they? Oh, no.
Like, oh, you're right, mate. And he was fine.
Were you the only adult on the whole track?
Yeah. But it was his fault. He cut me up.
Were you like Bowser? It was his fault. Oh, well, that's Matt's weekend in emojis.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where here it is, the comings and goings across social media with Matt Dyson in the social ammunition.
Yeah, it's been a big weekend for animals, Dave. On the way, if you've ever wondered what an alligator eating a smartphone sounds like, you're going to hear that shortly. Oh. But first, bears on a pedalo. Have you seen this story? It's gone viral over the weekend.
Snakes on a plane. Yeah.
Very similar. Perhaps it is the sequel to come. There are some black bears at Woburn Safari, right? And there was a big pond, a big puddle in the safari park that had extended into basically a lake. And the people that worked at the safari park thought, let's have a bit of fun and put a swan pedalo onto the massive puddle and see what happens. And about four or five bears went up to the pedalo, started playing with it, and then jumped on board and started sailing around the pond / puddle on the pedalo.
I'm so slowing this audio down for a drunk podcast. This is amazing.
It's amazing.
Oh, bless them.
Seeing the bears having the time of their lives.
I'm really jealous because yesterday I went to the zoo. And I shouldn't have gone to the zoo on such a cold day of the year because all of these things are promised to me. And I still got to see my favourite animal, which was, of course, the empty tyre swing. That's my favourite. I saw lots of that. I saw loads of that. But there were meant to be bears, there were meant to be alligators. I saw nothing. I saw nothing. I saw some trees all day.
They need to get a pedalo in there. Brings them all out. Brings them all out of hibernation. A little boat, a swan boat. And then the other story, Dave, as I was saying. So this, a guy in America was filming an alligator, which is a silly thing to do in the first place. So he's right by the water's edge, filming an alligator, a little sort of a fairly medium-sized alligator.
Still have your arm off, boy.
He would.
And as my old dad likes to say,
he dropped his phone just by the side of the water into the reeds, and the alligator's face was right next to the phone. And then his other friend came over and started filming it as they thought about trying to get it back, because obviously you can't stick your hand in. And then the unexpected. It happened. Here it is.
Maybe like there's like the walking stick. Maybe it's something with like a grabber.
Walking stick isn't long enough.
Oh, he's gonna eat it.
No, it's not.
Oh! Listen to that crunch.
Oh my god!
It's amazing.
The trouble is, they taste too good.
Crunchy that smartphone. Yeah, that was amazing stuff. I'll share the video so you can hear it again all day long. You'll be talking about it later, and I've saved you data.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000. With Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
So, last week on radio's easiest game to play, the hardest one to win, the top score that we saw matched between one of my dear listeners and one of my dear team members was 2.
Sorry.
We had some zeros, we had a smattering of ones. It ain't good enough.
No, it's the worst start to a season since Derby County were in the Premier League. That was bad.
Now, hoping to change all of that, on line one is Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Dan, hello. Welcome to the show. Dan is currently sat in a car park. He is in a car. He has... or just on
just
the tarmac.
Cross-legged on the space.
Yeah, just in the parent space. He's once scored 4 out of 5 with you, Glenn Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So that's who he's hoping to get on the random player generator. And, well, Dan, first of all, congratulations, because there's a baby on the way. You and your partner are expecting a baby.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. In September, a fellow Virgo will join us all on planet Earth. So if Dan wins the money, they're going to go off on a little baby moon somewhere nice and warm. Nice. So that's lovely. Let's spin the random player generator and see who you've got. Here we go. And it's going to be Anagiri. 100% Anagiri. Glenn Moore is in play. Glenn is scooped up by his security guard, Peter.
Thank you, Peter.
Away he goes.
Off we go. Morning, Peter. Nothing. He never
Absolutely
says, nothing. He's just so stoic, isn't he? Yeah, he never says a word. A real pro. Little earpiece in, sunglasses.
Yeah.
I hate to see him leave, but I love to watch him walk away.
He should maybe put Glenn in a papoose, because carrying him around like that's going to hurt his back.
Yeah, I mean, to give you an idea of how big Peter is, Glenn's 6'3", so, you know. Dan, what's going to happen right now is I'm going to give you five words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or the word you think the Method Man is going to give me, because shortly, Peter is going to waltz Glenn back into the studio, and I'm going to give Glenn the same five words. And if they match yours, well, you've got some nice spending money for your baby moon. Good luck, Dan. Here we go.
Thank you.
Ready.
Steady.
Yes.
Text.
Message.
Nice. Yeah.
Slide.
Ooh. Come on, you know I'm trying to get to a baby moon here. This is not fair.
Come on, Dan, don't blame us.
Playground.
Bank. B-A-N-K. Bank.
Manager.
Nice.
And finally, the word is strong. S-T-R-O-N-G. Strong.
Man.
Okay. Mm. Dan, nicely done. Stay right there. Of the floor of the car park, the Method Man is back in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Five words. £5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is they taste too good.
So here we go. Glenn Moore and his bodyguard Peter are back in the studio. Dan has been sitting on the floor in a car park in Portsmouth for the last 7 minutes.
Yeah. We never gave Anna the context of Peter. It happened when she was out the room. Yeah. It's just ever since the East End gangster Crusher Crabtree's been out of prison, I've been looking over my shoulder and I've had to hire Peter.
Yeah. So we know it's quite intimidating just having this stranger stood behind you while you do the news, Anna, but it is Glenn's security guard. Yeah. He is allowed to bring him in.
It's for my own safety.
Isn't that right, Peter? Yeah. Still nothing. Come on, Pete. Give me something, will you?
He used to work as a Buckingham Palace guard, so he doesn't really give much away.
I thought you had to hand the beef eater back, but the fact he's wearing it. It adds a formality to this breakfast show that it needs.
Anything
it really
goes.
Needs. So, Dan, are you ready to get down to business?
Yeah.
Okay. Dan's like, if you can stop talking about imaginary people today, that would be great. Here we go. Glenn, your first word is ready.
Steady.
Correct. Nicely done, man.
Come on, no pressure, mate. I'll be cooking my own dinner tonight, otherwise it's going to be
right. Oh, dear. You should cook your own dinner, Dan. What are you doing? It's not a big deal, you know, cooking your own dinner. Text.
Message.
Correct.
Yes.
Slide.
Away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, give me all you got. Yeah. Playground. We had playground.
Okay.
Sorry, Dan, you've not won the money today. But honestly, congratulations to you and your partner on the baby that's coming in September.
Thanks
and thank you for tuning in on the main station. We'll speak to you real soon. Just to get the stats down, we're going to go through the other words. Bank.
Account.
Manager.
Okay.
Strong.
Arm.
Man.
Oh.
Which means we once again, Dan, have a 2 out of 5 on £5,000. But as I say, it's been a real pleasure talking with you. If you'd like to have a go, well, we're going to be playing again tomorrow morning, and the number to call is 0330 123 1215. That is 0330 123 1215.
£5,000 with Kellogg's Crunchy Nut. The trouble is, they taste too good.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. As does the opportunity for you to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... Now, the number is 81215. It's a celebration of all the beautiful freakery that tune into this show and the freakery of in this room. And yesterday, things got very weird between Matt and I. For the first time ever, we're going to do a combined Is It Weird That I... Because I started off the weirdness and then Matt doubled down on it. So I was going through my camera roll. I was looking for an old photo that my sister wanted. And I stumbled across some pictures from Matt and Katie's wedding back in 2012?
Yeah, over a decade ago.
Back in 2012. Yeah. And, well, it turns out, and this is the weird bit, you know, that kind of famously creepy bit in Love Actually where you find out that Andrew Lincoln's character has just been filming Keira Knightley's character even though it's his best mate's girlfriend. And there's all of those videos. Well, the pictures I have of Matt and Katie's wedding are just a series of like close-ups of the big fella opposite me.
My face.
I mean, I love you, but like there's just, you see the back of Katie's head in one, but it's just half head. But it's just Matt. It's just the look of love in Matt. And I felt like if he saw these, it would be like that bit in Love Actually.
And no, he'd be delighted. He just wants a picture of him that's not all blue and wibbly.
So I drove all the way down to Hastings yesterday and knocked on the door and Matt came and I went, shh. I did a series of signs.
Tell them it's carol singers. Why? What are you talking? It's March.
It was pretty weird.
So it's weird. But anyway, there was this nice picture and I thought it was really lovely because, you know, it was a great day, you know, a great wedding. And it's from the first dance. Of course, it's all Matt. That's all I'm fascinated by the fella. I mean, I've looked at him every day for the last 15 years. I love him. So you can't see Katie's face at all. Sorry, Katie. But you can see the look of love that Matt has in his eyes. For Katie, you've got to close it through first. So I decided to send this picture to the happy couple.
It's an amazing picture.
And just to say, like, look at this. Look at the look of love. And then Matt Dyson. Now, that's my is it weird that I just photographed my mate at the wedding and cut the bride out of all of the pictures. So that's my one. Yes, it is weird. But then Matt got in touch saying, what a great picture. We've looked at the faces in the background and there's a person there and we don't know who they are.
Yeah, there are about three or four other people that we know that are visible. But then there's one just head facing out with a guy with glasses on, a big smile on his face. And I thought it's obviously one of Katie's old colleagues or something, but no, neither of us know who he is.
Who this mystery man
and yet
at the wedding
is. Watching the first dance and loving his life, but we don't know who he is.
It's so really have you weird. Had any, I mean, this, you said to me, you text me saying, we don't know who that is. Yeah. And have you continued the conversation? Are you any closer to knowing who it could
Katie
be?
Katie has zero idea who the hell he is.
That's so horrible. I mean, you've zoomed in on
and
him
he
there.
He does sort of look, he sort of looks like sort of familial resemblance to me. It's almost like he's future me.
So you're in Looper now.
Yeah,
Matt's come back from the future to his own wedding to watch his own first dance, which you can imagine made me feel a whole lot less weird.
Is that weird?
It's only when you played Johnny B. Goode on guitar that really complicated things.
I remember that guy. He looks as if your kids are going to love it. That's so weird.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
What a thing. Matt in Stevenage. Dave, is it weird that I enjoy, actively enjoy and seek the taste of tea and orange juice after brushing my teeth?
Oh, yeah. That's sick, yeah, it's sick.
It is sick.
The worst.
We're all breakfast people here and we feel that's a bad option.
Yeah, you need to leave a good hour before you have anything else.
There's a sliding scale. Okay, that's interesting to know.
I wonder if it worked the other way. If toothpaste was orange flavoured, would everyone hate having after 8 minutes? Straight afterwards.
For breakfast again. Well, you know, you may have experienced this yourselves, but some of the flavours for kids' toothpaste, they can be quite addictive.
Yeah.
I mean, I know I should be using adult. You're not a parent.
I just buy the kids' stuff.
How have you accidentally stumbled across strawberry-flavoured toothpaste?
I like the container.
We haven't even come to you for the is it weird that I... And you're just throwing them out left, right and centre.
Is it weird that I like the containers of children's toothpaste? It is weird. No, but honestly, the strawberry-flavoured one...
Yeah, they're nice, aren't they? Yeah.
I know I should be using, like, a Colgate or whatever, but no, I'm strawberry fresh over here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that goes it goes magnificently with orange juice.
It's like a pairing.
Yeah,
it's a great pairing.
It's like a fruit basket in my mouth.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We have a little game for you to play to earn your shout out. And this week, we're going to be playing The Decade Detective, returning after a year off of The Breakfast Show. It's great to have it back. Now, before we get into The Decade Detective, let me just say, when it comes to the shout-out, you send it along to 8, 12, 15. It lands on this monitor in front of me here in the studio. Now, make sure you include your name or the name of the person you want the shout-out for. I always like to know where you are. I always like to know what you're up to. Don't just say, I'm going to work, presuming everybody knows what you do for a living, because we don't. We want to hear the details. We like these snapshots of what's going on in the UK at this moment in time. But to earn your shout-out, well, I've taken two songs from across our decade stations and I've lovingly mixed them together. Now, one of these comes from Absolute 80s, the other from Absolute Radio 90s. And if you can identify both bands or artists, if you can separate them out, then you can have your shout out. Are we ready for the Decade Detective?
Yes.
Here we go.
Works well, doesn't it?
So it's good, right?
Yeah.
Sounds really good.
It's a good mashup.
I'd like to thank a very good friend of mine for that, actually. Their name is The Internet, so thank you very much to The Internet for that. 80s versus 90s. Here it is one more time. If Glenn's puzzled, maybe it's too hard. Matt, you look positive about this.
No, I think I can separate
you got
the
that?
Two.
Yes, you separated so. The two
yeah,
out?
I think so.
OK, the egg, the yolk and the egg have been separated in Matt's mind. Glenn's...
I've got one. Okay. Not got the other.
An omelette. Glenn's got an omelette.
Yeah.
Anna?
Yeah, I've got an omelette as well.
Okay.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
We're having a little game of the Decade Detective. See, I've taken two songs from two separate decade stations. In this case, Absolute 80s and Absolute Radio 90s. And I've put two of those songs out together at one time. But could you separate the yolk from the egg white?
Yeah.
Glenn couldn't, Matt could, Anna couldn't either.
Yeah.
So let's have a little reminder, shall we? Here we go. This is what I just played you.
Temperature of the place I know. Take me all the way, and I never want to feel.
So one of them was, of course, the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Under the
yes.
Bridge. The other was Everywhere by Fleetwood Mac.
That's the egg white.
So we didn't get it because we couldn't believe this is from the 80s.
Yeah,
we 80s thought it was and way 90s. Yeah. It's like late 80s.
Yeah. No, it's 80s and 90s. It's Fleetwood Mac Everywhere versus the Red Hot Chili Peppers Under the Bridge. That's what it was on Decade Detective. Congratulations to Adam in Derbyshire, fixing and installing broadband for the good people of Chester and Stoke.
Oh, yes, well done.
Taz in Essex trying to stay calm on the school run. Shona on her way to work to sell suspended ceilings. Claire on the way to sort staff out in Leeds. That's all that says. Claire's on the way. Yeah. There's only one person for this job. So Claire's going to be sorting out the staff in Leeds. Steph working from home in Birmingham. Ricky in the van in Brentwood. And Mikey Boy, the electrical engineer, popping over to Daventry. Does anyone need anything? Thank you, Mikey Boy. Well done. The Decade Detective will return tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is your Monday morning, and that means early doors, I like to ask you to tell the tale of your weekend, but using only those little coloured pictures known as emojis. Now, you guys always share. It's always wonderful when you do. But strange things that's happened with this early in the morning is that Matt Dyson has started to text in his own emojis. And this morning, well, quite frankly, I was taken aback. Matt has done his customary thing, which we just find so wildly lovable. He's texted into his own radio show again. 8-12-15 is the number, Matt, just in case you don't hear me say that enough every weekday morning.
Yeah.
So you've got a beach umbrella, a jaunty angle in the sand.
Yes.
Then there's a Formula One car. There's a young handsome emoji with
yes, it's a young boy, that is. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. And then there's just a firework explosion emoji.
That's right, yeah. So
so you took me to the beach in a car.
Yeah, and we had a great time. No, it's I was walking down by the sea yesterday with my son, Ted.
And you live by the sea? You've not mentioned that.
The rides on Hastings Seafront are starting to reopen. It's a great, lovely time of year where the fairground rides start to reopen. And we went go-karting, right? And I went go-karting with Ted in my passenger seat, and we raced these two young lads. One of them went out right off in front. The other one was quite slow, and I overtook him on the first lap. Yeah. But then I went to lap him, which is me and Ted going hell for leather around the little racetrack. I went to saw the goat past him a second time. And as I Ted was going, overtake him, overtake him. And as I went past on the outside, he cut me up and went right in front of me. I hit at the back of his vehicle and he spun around in front of ours.
Really? So
like Mario Kart?
Yeah, yeah.
And wow.
He specifically said, don't crash into each other. They're not bumper cars. And so I crashed into a young boy. On a go-kart. It was really embarrassing.
That's going to destroy his insurance premiums at his age as well.
It was so awkward. I was like, and his parents were stood at the side.
Were they? Oh, no.
Like, oh, you're right, mate. And he was fine.
Were you the only adult on the whole track?
Yeah. But it was his fault. He cut me up.
Were you like Bowser? Oh, it was his fault. So that happens early doors just after 6 a.m. every Monday. Tomorrow for the early birds, the only opportunity you're going to get to win some Breakfast Show merchandise. So if you're able to, join us from 6.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for the first Breakfast Show of a brand new week. Thank you ever so much for tuning in and joining in. Do remember, a brand new edition of the podcast is going to drop in about 1.5 minutes time. And the podcast naming bell was rung furiously throughout the 4 hours of live radio that you've just enjoyed / endured. But Matt, what are we going to name the pod?
Yeah.
First up, send us lead.
One thing to say, that was during Weekend in Emojis, wasn't it? And
yeah, we got into the periodic table early doors today. Yeah. Again, endure. Yeah. Me and Ted going hell for leather in a go-kart.
Oh, yeah, that was my incident on a karting track yesterday.
I crashed into a young boy.
That's what happened in a nutshell.
He was also in a go-kart,
fine,
by the way.
We all left unscathed.
Crunching up smartphones.
Oh, yes, the alligator eating a phone, yeah.
Glenn in a papoose.
That's as we continue to talk about his bodyguard, Peter.
I've got an omelette as well.
That's when you can't separate the two songs in Decade Detective.
Exactly.
You've got an omelette. I think it should be send us lead.
Why not?
Yeah, I think we should go with that.
It's as random as it gets, isn't it?
Please don't, though.
No, don't send us any lead, but the first podcast of the week is going to be named Send Us Lead. As I say, you can get that wherever you do your pod dealings. So, up next, Leona Graham's going to be on Absolute Radio with her tea break trivia and the details you need to enter Make Me a Winner, which is worth £185,000. As for us, well, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning from 6 a.m. As always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.